na biscuit na Fanta. Amen. You know, say any of them three things here. Next year, make sure you put them at home. Amen. This morning, beloved of the Lord, we will reflect on the theme, good family relationships. Good family relationships. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of family. Thank you for your word that gives us wisdom for every area of our lives. As we listen to your word today, open our hearts. Teach us how to love, how to forgive, and how to live in peace within our families. Heal broken relationships, soften hardened hearts, and help us to reflect Christ in our homes. Let your spirit speak clearly to us, and may our families be transformed for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. People of God, family is God's idea. It was God who said, it is not good for man to be alone, in Genesis. Before churches, before nations, before schools, God established the family. Yet today, many families are struggling. Not because they lack love at the beginning. When it starts, it's all lovey-lovey. But somewhere along the line, they lose it because they lack godly principles to sustain that love. We live in a time when communication is breaking down in families. Forgiveness is withheld. Love is replaced by tolerance or silence. Couples live and they are just tolerating each other. Homes are filled with tension instead of peace. The good news is that God has not left us without guidance. Our second scripture reading from Colossians 3 gives us that guidance. The Apostle Paul gives us this divine blueprint for healthy relationship. Though it was written for the church, these principles apply most powerfully within our families. See, good family relationships begins with godly character. In Colossians 3:12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Paul begins by reminding us of who we are before telling us what to do. We are God's chosen people. Strong families are built not on personality alone, but they are also built on Christ-like character. Now notice something in the scripture reading. It says, clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves. So it means that those qualities don't come naturally, right? You have to be conscious to know that in the mesh blue, well, sir, now mesh blue, or from the mesh red, well, sir, my friend, yeah, I'm my dressing now some way, right? But you carefully choose your clothes. It does not come naturally. We must choose them daily. just as we choose our clothes daily. So those characters, those qualities must be chosen daily. That's why Paul says, clothe yourself. And then we must have compassion also in the family. Paul talks about compassion. Clothe yourself with compassion. See, compassion means you notice pain, but you respond with care. That's what compassion means simply. You notice pain, but you respond with care. See, a child may act rebelliously towards the parents, but a mother or a father's compassion will ask, "What is hurting my child?" A spouse may become distant, but the other spouse's compassion will ask, "What burden are they carrying?" Don't ignore. Respond with compassion. Amen. We must also have kindness and gentleness. That's by Paul's instruction in Colossians. See, kindness is love in action. Kindness is love in action. But gentleness is strength under control. So speak kindly, even when you are correcting somebody. Speak kindly, even when you're correcting your child. Speak kindly when you're correcting your spouses. Avoid harsh words that leaves lasting wounds, because words are powerful. Once they drop out of your mouth, it's difficult to take them back, and they hurt deeply. So be careful what you say to one another. When you are angry, speak less. Somebody said, count 10 before you speak. Hallelujah. Because words are powerful. Paul also talks about peace and humility. See, families grow at different speeds. And patience allows families to grow without pressure. It allows families to grow without pressure. And humility allows correction without pride. A good family relationship grows when we stop demanding perfection from each other and start extending grace to each other. But that way, you're perfect. None of us is perfect. None of us is perfect. So instead of seeking perfection, extend grace. Extend grace to one another. And the same holds for the church, because the church is a family too. Extend grace to one another. And forgive one another, because forgiveness is the glue that holds families together. Colossians 3:13, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord himself forgave you. Some of us, when we think back to who we were before and the things we did before, that we've been forgiven, then you sit back and you ask yourself, Abazana minyanko zayam anamunia zayam amuntumu fanchani. We hold on to hurt. But today, God is speaking to our hearts and saying that forgiveness is the glue that holds families together. Forgiveness is the glue that holds churches together. Forgiveness is the glue that holds congregations together. Therefore, forgive one another just as Christ forgave you. Paul knew, he's a smart man. He knew that offenses will happen. And he knew that forgiveness is essential. And God knows forgiveness is essential in man's life. Because guess what? Families are close. So when they cut, it goes deeper. Nipa obene uno ono utia onado ananya demna wakan. When the person is closer to you, they will hurt you more. If you're not close to me, you're not going to hurt me that much. Because ebia me ebeka kra me nti na wa yemi yo. Amen. But if somebody that is close to me says something evil about me and I hear, that's the one that's going to hurt most. Because I trust them. Amen. See, unforgiveness turns small issues into big walls and brings division. But forgiveness releases both the offender and the wounded. Amen? So forgive. How many of you have been hurt by somebody and then you just decide to forgive them? Before that, whenever you saw them, you were mad. Whenever you set eyes on them, your heart palpitated. No blood pressure, sir. Just by seeing them. But then the moment you make the decision to forgive them, you find a sense of relief. Fache oyedru ate. It is medicinal. Amen. So today, let us set that biblical standard for ourselves. And that biblical standard says we forgive as Christ forgave us. Fully, freely, without condition. Meje mwaka nanso. It doesn't work. Amen. Entum and cotton wo goat na ekitani tail in them, right? Was no corner retreat. You can't do that. You let go. Amen. In the Yerushalayim was never forgive. Amen. He also says we should love. You know what? Love is the bond of a strong family. Love is the bond of a strong family. Colossians 3:14. Colossians 3:14. He gave us some virtues. Paul gave us some virtues, but he says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I always say something. I always say that the foundation of Christianity is love. So how can you claim to be a Christian and not have love for each other? How can you claim to be a Christian yet despise your fellow Christian? Doesn't even have to be a Christian. The person doesn't even have to be a Christian. So now bring it home and ask yourself, how can I call myself a Christian when the foundation of Christianity is love, yet I don't love my spouse? I don't love my children. I don't love my family. See, love is not merely a feeling. Love is a commitment. You know, secondary school and say, I love you, I love you. You kind of quiet. Amen. That's a long letter. One second letter, now I say, who's pillow, I say. Then you read it. Oh my goodness. But ninyina kra unkisishi. Because there is no commitment. But love is not just a feeling. Love is a commitment. Love listens before reacting in families, in the church, in the community. Love listens before reacting. Love corrects without condemning. We are quick to condemn each other. Let's not be quick to condemn. Love stays when it's easy to walk away. Beloved, our families don't need perfection. Our families need love expressed consistently. Let us have that peace that only Christ provides rule our homes. Because Colossians 3:15, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The heart is a powerful place. It's a very powerful place. See, the word rule means to act as an umpire or referee. Christ is the Prince of Peace. And if the scripture is saying, let peace of Christ rule in your heart, that means Christ is the referee, the umpire in your heart. Hallelujah. So choose calmness over angry reactions. If Christ reigns in your heart, then choose calmness over angry reactions. Resolve conflicts quickly, because you don't want them to fester and become something else, because they become big walls that not easy to bring down. You create an atmosphere of safety when you have love in your heart, not an atmosphere of fear. Yemu binum yeri nyino ya papa be fear ni yergwan. Amen. Don't create that in your home. Don't create that in your home. Let your kids be happy to see you. Amen. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. A home without God's word is like a house without a foundation. It may look beautiful, but it will not be able to withstand the storms. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ is honored in how we speak, when Christ is honored in how we discipline, when Christ is honored in how we love and forgive, the family becomes a testimony. There are some families, when you look at them, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I want to be like this family. I want to be part of this family. I wish my family was like this. Unchede problems in you whole. They extend grace to each other. Amen. So as I bring my message to a close this morning, I want to ask you a question. Can Jesus be honored? By how? Can Jesus be honored by how you treat each other in your family? Can Jesus be honored by how we treat each other in the church? Can Jesus be honored by how you treat people at your work? Can Jesus be honored by how you treat each other in the community? Good family relationships are not built overnight. They are built daily. It's a daily effort. You do that by choosing compassion, forgiveness, love, and peace. You choose God's word, and you choose Christ-centered living. You exude Christ in your lifestyle. People of God, if Christ rules our hearts, Christ will rule our homes. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we invite you into our hearts and into our families. Heal what is broken, O Lord, restore what is strained, and renew love where it has grown cold. Help us to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Teach us to forgive as you forgave us, to love deeply, and to let your peace rule our homes, our church, and our communities. May our families reflect your grace and bring glory to your name. We commit our households into your hands, O Lord Jesus. Rule in our homes. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.